Let's get into it. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Well, the Colorado woman hunt, we should say, instead of man hunt, for the 18-year-old woman who was obsessed with Columbine ended Thursday. Police thought she might try to pull off a similar assault that happened way back in Columbine 20 years ago, but that threat is over. The FBI found her dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. So I feel bad for her family and parents, but I'm so glad everybody's not going to have to deal with this crazy threat.
I was thinking the same thing. You know what? It's always terrible, if at all possible. Please don't take your own life. But in this case, I guess it's better her life taken than, you know, tons of other innocent ones.
And just everybody stressed out because they had the school on lockdown, actually surrounding areas in Colorado. And it's just, you know what I wonder about is this. The girl was 18 years old. Columbine will be on Saturday, 20 years old. Like, how did she even become obsessed with it? How did she find out about it? Is it just because more school shootings happen?
No, I mean,
but
it's
do you
history.
Though? Because it happened before. How many people, at my point, Alex, are obsessed with something from the past of history? Like, maybe if it happened in your lifetime, you researched it a bunch, but I wonder how many people, for example, like 9/11 or something like that, like a big thing, how many kids now, like, that are born today are going to be obsessed with it down the road?
Probably not a lot, but
I just wonder what got her fascination.
She
that
hears
high
about
with
it and looks it up. I mean, think about, like, you know, me being really into different serial killers and
learning about them and everything.
That was way before I was born.
I wonder what that is all about. Trust me. I get scared, actually. Hold on a second. Your mic isn't on. Go ahead.
I said, yeah, I feel like it's just like the same thing. Like, I feel like a lot of people who are into like serial killers or murders or something like that, they normally have one that they're like, is their favorite or is like that they're most fascinated in. I mean, they wouldn't go to like the lengths that she went, obviously.
Yeah,
but
she took it to a different level.
According to scientists in Iran, Alex, the reason you have allergy problems and they could be easily fixed is because you're waiting to get pancakes flipped until you're married. They say that a great way to make your hay fever and other allergy symptoms a lot milder is to flip pancakes. They say that it makes the blood vessels in your nose and eyes constrict, which helps reduce your congestion. So you're welcome.
Yeah, this is not going to help me.
So I really hope my parents aren't listening right now, but I had an ex-boyfriend and he would just say that it was like the cure-all for anything. Like if I was like, oh my gosh, I have a headache. He was like, well, you know what fixes that? Or I'd be like, oh my gosh.
You fell for that?
As far as
a headache, it might because of the blood moving and stuff. That actually is true.
He said, like, the headache, like, if I had a stomach ache.
Yeah, that
like
was a guy was just trying
like
to get it
sad,
on.
If
no,
I couldn't,
he's
like,
right.
And if I couldn't focus, like, to study for a test.
I can't
like
believe
anything,
you were like, okay.
Anything he, I would say, he was like, wait, you know what cures that?
How did he get away? How'd you let that one go? He sounds really smart.
He dumped me. It's a long story.
Well, I mean, no offense, but I can see why, because he had to keep on explaining all these things to you. I mean, didn't you learn? And this is something that I think we all struggle with. I wonder what you guys do. A new survey out says the average person says they only get about 43 minutes of, quote, me time a day. According to the new survey, the top preventative things making that happen, too much noise, there's too much work, and too much stress. People say a lot of stuff in the news gets them going, too. I don't know, like, how much me time I have. Like, my wife thinks I have all day because when I'm home between maybe 11 a.m. or 1 p.m., just depending on when I get home on an average day, sure, I have the whole day, but I feel like I don't. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like I don't have me time. Am I the only one here?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I get me time.
Yeah, I definitely have me time.
What do you
and
do?
I like
What's your me
time?
What is it?
If you're watching Netflix or enjoying a podcast that you want to listen to or going to get a massage or a hair appointment,
like,
beard appointment, whatever.
Even like a nap.
Naps,
I feel like it's considered me time.
Absolutely.
I can't, like, I think it's the phone's the biggest problem. I can't just do one thing and enjoy it. Like, I can't just watch a Netflix show or an HBO show because I get distracted by something else and I never relax. I hate that.
I think that's
a personal problem.
Well,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm asking. Pork Chop, what about you? Is your me time driving for Uber?
No, that is not me time. I like to relax and watch The Act on Hulu or the 911 TV show. Or I literally, you're going to laugh at me, but I play Candy Crush.
No, I don't think that's I think, like, you enjoy that. Sometimes I'll just sit in my apartment and, like, play Sudoku for a little bit and, like, listen to a podcast.
Now, I will laugh
chill.
At that, actually, because I don't know how to play it, and I've tried.
I love Sudoku.
Oh, I love it, too.
How does it work? It's with the numbers, right?
Yeah, it's, like, really easy. It's not really hard.
Oh, okay. Great. I don't shame you for things you don't know. this is food time now for Joe's Need to Know News. Carl's Jr. has announced their special 420 offer, a CBD-infused burger.
Nasty.
What? No way.
How is it nasty? Have you had CBD oil?
Yeah, I actually have, and it's actually very disgusting. So, Alex, you were right.
I used to eat the roach in high school, so... Anything marijuana tasty, I'm not a fan of.
They have all kinds of CBD oil out there. Like, there's so stuff gross. That tastes like that. Yeah. There's stuff that tastes like blueberry.
Now, that was me. I actually fell for that. Hearing some rumor that if you did that, that'd get you
Dude,
more high.
I had friends who, before homecoming, we had dinner at like their parents' house. And they had it out, and their parents came into the room, so they didn't know what else to do besides eat it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just eat it. I mean, well, it makes sense. You could put it into, like, a brownie. Well, speaking of Carl's Jr., they're the first to release the CBD-infused burger, and it's going to be sold in Denver. Get it? Their name will be the Rocky Mountain High. It's a cheeseburger delight. It's going to have 2 beef patties, pickled jalapenos, pepper jack cheese, topped with Santa Fe sauce, infused with 5 milligrams of CBD.
That's so shocking, but
it's not going to get you high, though. It won't actually get you high.
But it's brilliant marketing. You're in a city and a state where it's legal. It's 420. I mean, they're honestly a step above everybody else. That's really, really genius.
Vlasic pickles, are they not the best pickles in the world?
Love them.
Do you
I
like
love
this
pickles.
Then? Do you like this? Vlasic is set to release pickle chips. The company announced they are developing the chips made entirely of pickles. It's also working on single serve pickle
Whoa.
Slices.
You would like that because you're obsessed with pickles.
I am down with the pickle.
I would actually be so down for that. I've had like the Lay's flavored pickle chips, mm-hmm. which are so good, but an actual like pickled chip, I can get behind.
Anything pickle. Do you like pickles,
same.
Alex?
No.
Oh my gosh, they're so good. I love me pickles.
Me too.
Cucumbers, not so much, but pickles, they're dope. Okay. It's nothing to do with Canada, but this is bull crap. This is happening in Indiana, in Fishers, Indiana, is where I get this police report from. This is talking about people have been injured, and you're not allowed to do anything about it. Fishers, Indiana Police Sergeant Tom, I believe it's Wigger, says people should not try to strike back at geese when they attack you because two people have been attacked by geese in the Walmart parking lot.
That's For some hilarious. Reason, the animal felt threatened and decided to attack these people. These animals are considered an endangered species. They are highly protected. You cannot harass them, engage them, or try to assault them in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, an endangered species?
You know why
geese?
It's endangered? Because it tries to attack people.
Yeah, you see one of those things. You never just see one of those. You see one, and then you look around, and there's 800 more.
Maybe people wouldn't try to attack them if they weren't such a-holes.
Oops.
I live in Fishers, and it's true that they are taking over the city because my apartment complex is filled with them.
She sounds like an old white lady.
I'm serious.
Every time I go out there,
I have to be careful I don't hit one when I'm driving. They're crazy everywhere.
Yeah, there's honestly geese everywhere right now.
That's absolutely insane. So just so you know, now you know. And finally, today it's National High Five Day. Who's celebrating? Who's doing the high fives?
Yeah. Not a fan of high fives.
Why? What do you prefer?
I just prefer to just give a nod and walk away. And I prefer absolutely no social
physical
acknowledgement,
touch.
Physical touch. Yeah, just like
give me
don't
some of that. Give
that.
Me some of that, Liv. That was solid.
I just want to be left alone. The flu, you know, the flu's been going around.
I couldn't really reach your hand,
I know,
Joe.
But I feel like the slap you gave Pork Chop, I can feel it too. That was a solid one. Okay. So celebrate that. And today is also International Amateur Radio Day, a.k.a. The Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I was going to say a.k.a. podcasters.
Oh,
I wish.
I was going to say a.k.a. me.
I wish I was a podcaster. Have these podcasters out there make more money than we do.
Oh, for sure.
Man, we need to get into podcasting. The Joe and Alex Show now concludes. We're done forever. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out online at joeandalexshow.com.